Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic podcast feed. Obviously been a tragic 24 hours up here at Iowa State, and Matt Campbell had his press conference today. I can tell you that everybody from the coach to the media there, nobody was really thinking much about the sport of football today. That's where Coach Campbell starts today's press conference, which we have for you here in audio form. And then some notes, some thoughts on the game against Akron, what Iowa State did against Oklahoma. It's all here courtesy of Heartland Flags.
All right, I'll get started. You know, today, obviously a really hard day here at Iowa State University for anyone that represents this university. You know, especially right now for our student athletes, our coaches, and really all the patrons of the great city of Ames, Iowa. Really tough day. I know this. Our hearts, our prayers, and our support go out to Thalia, her family, and certainly her teammates that are really responding to such a cowardless act of violence. I do know this. I know this is a really powerful place. I know this is a place that will respond as one, and you know, we'll get through this tragedy together. But with that said, I know we have a football game that's obviously coming up, and if anybody has any questions about this upcoming football game, you're more than welcome to ask.
Matt, just one more. Do any of your football players?
Yeah, you know, I think until we get everybody together, Andy, and go through everything, it's really just it's too hard to understand that. I know this about this. I think what's really special about being at Iowa State is the unity that all of our student athletes carry. I think that's, for myself coming here, that was one thing that was so different about Iowa State compared to other places that I've been, is the unity, the support, and really the togetherness that all of our student athletes carry. So I know it'll have an effect on our players and certainly our football program.
How did the decision to
I think just simply the ability to show our love and support to that family, to you know, this amazing student athlete that you talk about raising the standard of excellence of student athletes across the board. I think it's the minimal that we can do to pay our respect to such a tremendous tremendous impact on this university.
You touched on it, how close people are across programs here, but is that something that people don't really get in athletic programs? I know maybe it's heightened here, but it's true everywhere that there's a lot of cross-program support within a department.
Yeah, I really think so, and I would say this. Like I said, I think that's the one thing about this place that's so different, that it's what makes this place really special, and I can't reiterate and even maybe put into words right now about how unique that is here, but certainly a really powerful it's a really powerful unity that maybe a lot of other places don't have that, but we're real fortunate to have it here.
Feel bad getting to a football question.
Go ahead.
I know with kind of all the uncertainty, I guess depth wise at quarterback, not having Kyle available and Zed being the guy, in a dream scenario, do you want to get either Rial or Brock into this game come Saturday just to get their feet wet? So I guess if they're thrown into the mix, they have some playing time ready.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know. For my end of it, it's one of those situations that we're kind of anxious at some point to get those guys on the field. You know, I think uncertainty is probably a bad term from our end, because we're really confident in those guys. And, you know, I think what we are is anxious to get them in, to be honest with you. I think there was probably opportunities, and we had talked to both about playing last week in the football game. You know, the opportunity just never presented itself situationally throughout the game. So, you know, I think the reality of it is those guys will always be prepared to play. We think those guys can help us win. And if we see it, you know, in the system where we can get them in to continue to help us be successful, we'll certainly do it.
You guys had 22 different players with tackles Saturday. I know some were special teams, but has it surprised you how deep you've been able to go? And it's not like you did it in a game you were well ahead or behind or anything. You did it against a number 5 team in critical moments.
Yeah, you know, again, I think that was what was, I think we talked about this a little bit last night, that to me, that's where the value came in, is those guys didn't just go in and play. They actually went in and played meaningful snaps in a big-time game atmosphere, you know. And to me, that's where we're getting to. And in some areas, we need to continue to get there. You know, real teams, real programs, that consistency of playing a lot of guys is absolutely critical, because as you get in the fourth quarter of championship-style games, you want to be at your best. And to be there, you have to be able to play multiple guys. So I think we're a lot farther along today than where we've been in our football program, and we still have areas to grow and get to. But I thought that was huge for us, especially on the defensive side of the football, and, you know, really at wide receiver and at running back and some of those areas. I thought that was really big. Tight end, you know, a lot of guys played, touched the field, played meaningful snaps in that football game for us.
Back to the quarterback situation, hey, Zeb starts the season as the backup, and then just like that, he's the starter. What sort of mentality does a number two quarterback have to have, knowing he probably won't play if things go well, but all of a sudden could be?
Well, I think that's it's such a great point, and that lesson, I think, was learned here a year ago, you know, where, bam, all of a sudden, not only are you thrown in, you're thrown in, and, you know, back-to-back years and really challenging situations. And, you know, what I'm really proud of is the response that really both times our guys have stood up and responded to the opportunity. And I think that's – it's so huge – such a big lesson for all of our players, and not only at quarterback, especially because you don't rotate guys for the most part, but, you know, for all of our guys, when that opportunity comes along and you get your shot at it, are you going to take advantage of it? And, you know, obviously Kyle doing that a year ago and Zeb certainly doing that this past Saturday, I think has shown that our kids are really starting to buy into that belief and understanding that value.
Matt, this Akron team is coming off of a big win against Northwestern. How have they maybe improved since last year's meeting with them, and what stands out most about them?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that I would say Terry Bowden's done maybe is masterful of a job of building a program, you know, and is anybody in the country, and doesn't get talked a lot about right now. But here's a team that played in the MAC championship game last year, and, you know, I took over the head coaching job when Terry did at Toledo, and, you know, he certainly took over a lot tougher situation than I did. But you look at where they are now, and you're playing for a MAC championship a year ago, you know, 2 years prior to that, going to a bowl game first time in a long time in that football program's history. And now all of a sudden you see them off to a 2-0 start, a big-time Power 5 win last week. And I think what you see is that team is playing with a great sense of belief. And I will always say this about Coach Bowden's teams. One of the things I've always appreciated playing against his teams is you're going to get their best shot. They believe in him. They play really, really hard. He's always got big-time athletes. And, you know, I think what you see in this group, every critical place that you need a big-time player, they got it. You know, their quarterback really improved. You know, a guy that came in and played against us in the fourth quarter last year, I think he's really added a huge impact to their football team, can make all the throws, has the ability to make you miss in space. Big-time wide receiver, big-time running back. And then on the defensive side, almost everybody back on the defensive side. And a defensive side that's really, you know, two pick sixes, you know, a sack fumble last week in the football game, three defensive touchdowns. Really a defense, and then had a shutout the first week of the season. So, you know, a defense that's really kind of picking up where they left off last year in a lot of ways. So I think you're seeing his best at probably year six, year seven in his program. He's done a great job building that football team. So we know we'll get a great challenge, and we know we're going to get a football team that's got a lot of confidence in who they are and what they can do.
Matt, just from your team standpoint, mentally, does it help you as a coach and a motivator that Akron won that game?
Yeah, I think that's what I really like about our guys is my hope is that if that's what motivates us, then we've got the wrong team this year. You know, I think the reality from our end of it is just like the week before, we have to get better. We've got to continue to strain to grow because we know that's our recipe for success. And that's the one thing I do really like about this group of kids. It doesn't matter what the record is. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It's how can I get better today? And they've really been that way for nine months, and I don't see that changing with this group because we've got some really good leadership on this football team. So, I'm really anxious to get back to practice today because there's so much growth that happened last week, and yet we know there's so much growth that still needs to happen for us to get where we want to go. So I'm really anxious to get back to work with this football team.
How much more have you been able to recognize the growth in the offensive line week one to week two, given that you have a Sunday and a Monday to look at things, and how important that's going to be regarding depth and everything?
Well, I said this about that offensive line group. I thought that was against a big-time opponent, that's the best an offensive line has played since I've been here against an opponent of that magnitude. Now, what do we do with it? How does it go? Is this the group that we gel with and continue to move forward? I'm really anxious to see that because there were some moments where some big-time plays stood up, and we haven't done that. And so I'm really anxious to kind of watch that group continue to grow and develop. I thought Colin Newell kind of steadied the ship for us in a lot of ways. I thought played really, really good. I felt that way after the game on Saturday. I feel that way again after watching the videotape. And not, believe me, I'm not sitting here saying it's perfect, but I thought played really good against a really talented interior front. I thought Julian Good-Jones was elite at times throughout the football game at tackle, and other than probably about two snaps, I thought played a really, really high-end football game. And so, really what's going on amongst that other group, they're settling in, and that's really fun to watch right now. So that group needs practice, that group needs time, and that group continues to need game reps, but I am really encouraged about what the future of that looks like and, how fast can we get to being what we need to be. But I think we took a huge step in the right direction last week.
Do you have an update on Chase now?
Yeah, no update right now. Chase is... Chase got kind of right in his groin last week in terms of his lower groin, knowing exactly what extent that is and where he's at. I think we'll have a better understanding of time frame availability this week here, somewhere towards the middle part of this week.
With the emergence of Hakeem Butler just continuing to kind of get that spotlight, how do you see defenses maybe trying to adjust for him, and what does that do for the run game possibly opening up?
Yeah, well, I think we learned that a little bit a year ago when having Allen in a very similar situation, where Hakeem gives us the ability to win one-on-one in a lot of different ways. And so, I think once you're able to consistently show what you can do, at least what Hakeem was able to do last week, I think it certainly forces defenses to at least have to recognize his availability. And so when you do that schematically, it can certainly open up different things in both the pass game and the run game. But I'm anxious to watch what that looks like and feels like. But the reality, too, for us is we got to continue to find ways to get the ball in Hakeem's hands. And he's obviously really talented when that happens.
Keeping it with receivers, like we said, obviously Hakeem gets the headlines, but how much does it help to have a guy like Matt Eaton also there taking attention? He had the big catch on fourth down last
year. Yeah, huge. I think that's with as well as Hakeem has played, Matt in the last 2 weeks has done some phenomenal things. And, I know I said this when Matt signed here, that he's got one receiver type mentality, and Matt does bring that to the table. He's a guy that if the attention's going the other way, all of a sudden he's a guy that can get open. He's going to catch the football, and he can do things with the ball as well. And then you're able to throw in Landon Akers, and you're not even talking about some of those slot receivers. What certainly Deshante's been able to do early in this season has been outstanding. Tariq Milton's continued to show what he can do. So, yeah, we're really fortunate. And then, it's one of those things that I think is going to be a huge asset for us going forward, is taking what the defense gives us. If you said, where was your greatest growth from week one to week two offensively, it was really simple. We took what the defense gave us, where, week one, we didn't do a very good job of that.
How big was last year's game against Akron in terms of a turning point for the defense? Because I remember you've said at times that I think at some point during that game, I think you and Coach Haycock had a talk about just becoming more multiple, I think. Yeah. Do you
remember
that?
I do, and you know, last year was unique in the sense of, you know, I think we were trying to find ourselves a little bit defensively early in the season, and we wanted to stay foundationally with what we knew early in the year, and then I think had a bye week after the Akron game a year ago, and that was really critical from our end to have the ability to make adjustments. And we knew, I think, even going into the early start of the season, that we would take the first four games and then make the adjustments as needed after that fourth game, where you know, there was a lot of things in that game that we learned about ourselves, and a lot of credit went to Akron because I thought they did some really good things a year ago. If you remember that game, it was 21-14, and you know, we didn't, not to say we didn't play our best football game, but we didn't play great early on, and give their kids credit, they played really, really good. So you know, I think we learned a lot about ourselves that game and what we needed to do to maybe get our program going in the right direction after that.
Assuming you scouted it extensively, they were down 21-3 at halftime. They had the three defensive touchdowns in the second half. What flipped? Because I would guess Terry would say that was the worst half they'd play all year. They had like 10 penalties, I think, by their best.
Well, I think that's when you know your program's in a really good spot. You know, I think that, to me, you look at that football game and it tells you everything that you need to know. A lot of veteranness on that team, a lot of guys that have played a lot of football, and where that veteranness shows up is the defensive side. And defensively, their front four, outstanding. Their front four is the reason why it really starts to go their way in the second half. They're able to get pressure on the quarterback. The strip sack is the first thing. Next thing you know, they get pressure on the quarterback. He's going down. Instead of going down and taking the sack, he throws the football, pick six, goes 80. The next pick six, same situation. He's rushed out of the pocket, throws it away, and their guy makes an unbelievable play, goes in for a touchdown. So, you know, I think it's a team that's really confident, and you and I know, we've talked about this before, defense, elite defense gives you the opportunity to be a really good football team, and they have that. And really fun to watch those guys. They've done a great job collecting some really talented players, and, you know, they've also done a great job keeping those players there because the majority of that defense is back from a year ago.
After post-game press conferences, any coach addresses players after games, players tend to echo what the coaches say when we talk to them. How bad did you light into them after the Akron game last year?
Yeah, you know,
And was that the first time you lit into your team here?
I'd say probably no after year one. You know, that would be my hunch, and I don't remember off the top of my head. But last year was tough. That's not what I wanted our program to play like. It didn't matter in terms of what the score was or we won or lost, and I think I've been pretty adamant about, to me, the scoreboard will take care of itself. It always does. But how you play the game, the intent that you play the game with, I refuse to settle for that. And if I don't see it done that way, then I'm going to address it, and I'm going to attack our culture every day. And I felt like last year's game was a attack on our culture, on how we played the game. It's not what I wanted to look like, and it's not what I expect to look like. But, you know, you also have to – that's not a knock on the Akron team that we played last year, because the Akron team we played last year played in the MAC championship game and is a team that's off to a 2-0 start and that's really, really talented, and a team that I think is maybe coming out of that conference one of the better MAC teams that I've seen in a long time. So a lot of credit goes to them too. But from our standpoint, how we play the game, what our expectations are, how we run to the ball, how we do the little things, yeah, I wasn't real happy about that a year ago.
I know you addressed this a little bit yesterday, but what do you think is the future of the Wildcat in your offense and just how you want to develop it and use it moving forward?
Yeah, I don't even know an answer to that, because the Wildcat is like that's like cliche. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the Wildcat? You know, is it – you're talking when David gets the ball and we direct snap it? Are you talking when Joel Lanning gets the ball? Like, the one thing that we have is we've got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things with the ball in their hand. And us constantly finding unique ways to get them the ball and do different things will always be at the forefront of what we do. And if you research us for the last 10 years, I don't think anybody's done more with that kind of unique stuff than we have, and successfully done it. So, you know, I think that's something that just always is going to be a part of what we do offensively, and, you know, being unique in how we put our best players in the position to be successful. So, yeah, Wildcat offense, whatever you want to call it, you know, we'll always continue to find ways to uniquely help our guys and situationally put our guys in a really good position to be successful.
All right, Coach, thank you.
Can he throw out of that?
Yeah. Oh, you saw him last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that out of the Wildcat?
Oh, yeah. Is that Wildcat or is that offense? You know what I'm saying?
Whatever you say.
Whatever we say. There you go. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Coach. Well, players outside of Wildcat. That's a good response because I was thinking I thought it's not the Wildcat.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I exactly. I did not think that was a Wildcat.
Yeah. Oh.